Interview number 9. Subject, Jake and Cage. Strange names. I wonder if this is the same Jake that Tobin spoke of in his recollections. That would be interesting. I'm not sure how many more of these I can handle. Teleporting in 3, 2, 1.
I don't know where she would be. Whoa, wait. Where are we?
How am I supposed to know?
Isn't this sort of, I don't know, your thing?
What do you mean, my thing?
You know, disappearing, reappearing, not knowing where you are?
Shut up. Stop talking for 1 minute. Is it just me, or does this place...
This place what?
I don't know. Feel familiar?
Please state your name and age.
Jake Anders, 18.
You are not 18.
Sorry, that's a force of habit. It'd be kind of strange for me to tell people how old I really am, considering the fact that I don't age.
Yeah, fine. Whatever.
Both names, please. And how old are you really?
Just Cage. And he's actually in his, what, 400s?
That sounds about right. I have it written down somewhere.
Can you describe your place of residence?
Well, I'm staying with an old friend right now, and Cage is at my apartment he tried to blow up.
I wasn't trying to. I just almost did.
I see. Jake, you said you're 400? You appear to be human. Can you explain that for me?
It was an accident that happened a long time ago. It's the reason Cage exists and why I seem to be ageless. I almost died.
You did die, you idiot. Then I latched onto your being and accidentally tortured you for a few hundred years.
You died, so now you can't die. And that's because of Cage. Is Cage a demon?
Not exactly.
I don't actually know what Cage is.
And you don't need to. You haven't needed to up until now, and I'd rather keep it that way.
I've just never thought about it.
That is understandable. Can you tell me about your magic?
I don't have magic. I'm just a human who died and came back because this idiot decided to help me.
Don't touch me.
Can you tell me about Cage's magic, then?
Cage can tell you about his own magic.
Cage can also talk about himself in the third person.
Shut up and let me talk.
Fine. I'll stop.
Thanks. So, with my magic, most call me a glitch. I'm not a glitch. My magic just acts as one. I can change how I look and also teleport places. Sometimes I don't even get to choose the destination. I guess. Man, this is hard. I don't like describing my funky magic.
Funky?
I didn't mean to say funky. I wanted to say funky. Funk!
You can't curse here. It is, as you might say apparently, funky.
Yeah, no dip. I kinda noticed.
Anyways, continuing on, what made you latch on to Jake?
He had just been blown to funky bits and it wasn't fair, so I just kinda latched on and got him the hell out of there. Oh good, I can still use hell.
Apparently. I don't know the full extent of it. Where were you before that?
Next question. I don't want to deal with that yet. Jake, how did being blown up feel?
Not good. Why don't I know anything about you?
Don't worry about it. How not good?
I don't really think that's important.
Neither is Jake.
Hey, that's rude.
Do you have any friends of note? People important to you, or who you are important to?
Well, there's T. There's Lauren, I think.
Luna. There's also Luna.
Are Lauren and I friends? I hope we are.
You blew up my apartment together? Of course you're friends.
Is that a friend thing? Or is it more of a casual acquaintance thing? What do you think, voice person thing?
I think that you are friends. I haven't met Lauren, but it sounds like you're close. Perhaps you should ask her about it yourself.
Yeah. That makes sense. I'll do that.
Hey, voice. You pull people into this void, right?
That is correct, yes.
Can you do that with anyone? Like, does it matter where they are?
No, it doesn't matter where they are, as far as I know.
Well, a friend of mine has been missing for a long time. Do you think you could find her?
Jake.
I want to find her, Cage.
I know you do. I do too, but this isn't the way.
Do you really want to find her? Because it sure does seem like you don't.
Of course I want to find her.
Then why won't you let me do this?
What is it going to accomplish? What is dragging Luna into some void going to do? It's not going to work.
I cannot pull multiple people here at separate times. I may be magic, but that is too taxing. I'm sorry.
See, I told you.
I know.
You shouldn't have gotten your hopes up.
I know.
You can't just ask some strange magical person for help.
I know. I know that it's a long shot to get her back, and I know that it might not even happen, but I just want to see her again.
I know that it's hard, but Jake, I know that if you keep your determination, you can find her. I promise.
Well, you're being more supportive than anyone else has been for a while.
Jake, we are supportive. You just need a break.
I'm not taking a break. She's my best friend, and I need to find her.
May I continue asking questions?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you tell me about where you work?
I work with Tobin when he needs me to work with him.
And what about Cage?
The only work I do is freelance stuff from home, which is mainly drawing when my hands can actually hold a pencil. Transcriptions, writing, basically just things I can do from the safety of my apartment.
What do you mean when you can hold a pencil?
I'm not always all there, physically.
He means sometimes he's non-corporeal. Did you forget the word?
No, I didn't forget.
Uh-huh. Sure you didn't.
I see. That makes sense. Can you both describe some of your earliest memories to me?
Well, I vaguely remember visiting Tobin's shop with my family when I was little. I was with most of my brothers and a few of my sisters. Tobin was incredibly kind to all of us. That had been a few of our first time visiting him, so he asked our names. I didn't want to leave.
And you and Tobin were close, yes?
At that point, no. But we ended up being super close, and we still are now. He's always been close to my family, though.
He mentioned that. He also mentioned Luna as one of your friends around that time. Is that correct?
Yeah, of course. I'm still friends with her. I miss her so much.
I understand if it's too much to ask, but could you tell me about her?
She's awesome. When we were little, we went on adventures. There was a lake that was hard to get to, but we would always go there and have fun. It was really beautiful there. We would run around and just get to be kids. Sometimes her dresses would end up torn, so we would go back to Tobin to get them fixed.
That sounds really nice. Cage, could you tell me about your earliest memories?
There's not much to it. I had a nuclear family, two parents, a sibling, and myself. Nothing interesting about it.
How did you end up the way you are now? Or was your magic always this way?
When I was ripped from Jake, I'm pretty sure I didn't get quite everything back. Which is why I don't have full control of my magic.
Wait, are you saying I have magic?
Odds are, yeah.
Jake, have you ever tried to use magic?
No, I haven't. I don't even know how I'd try.
Well, perhaps you should ask Cage about it sometime.
No, I'm not teaching him magic. Especially not mine.
That's okay. I'll convince you if I'm interested.
I said I'm not going to teach you.
I'm sure you'll figure it out. Thank you for being so cooperative. I appreciate it.
I'm glad we could help. Now, we should really go.
Yeah, we have things to work on.
Of course. You have a life to get back to. Thank you again. Teleporting in 3, 2, 1. He really is like Tobin described. Both of them are. That interview may have been less productive than most. I got distracted trying to learn more about them as people rather than finding the answers to my questions. Even so, I needed a break after the last interview. Now that I'm rested, I should probably continue. I'm not sure how much longer I can do this. Each time I do, my magic gets weaker. I get weaker. My time is running out.
Ooh, a cliffhanger. Next recording.
Interview number 10. Subject, Crystal, a human child. It's going to be strange going back to a normal human subject after the sorts I've just met. It makes me quite curious to see why she's on my list. Teleporting in 3, 2, 1.
So I was talking to her last Friday. She was telling me about the last time she went to the movie. She said it was for a date, but that he cared more about the popcorn and she ended... Wait a second. Hello? Where am I?
Please state your name and age.
Wow, are you invisible? I can do that too. My name is Crystal and I am 13 and a half.
Please describe your place of residence.
Residence? Like, where I live? Well, there's this really nice little house on the corner of Elm and Cedar, and there's this sweet couple that lives there that I like to visit. It's practically like I live there. They have a really nice dog. She's small and fuzzy, and I love her, and I like to play in their backyard. They also have a whole shelf full of books that I like to read. It's funny, because they're really old, and they didn't have kid books, but now they do. They just showed up like magic. It was amazing. They're my favorites with all the pictures. I really liked reading Alice's Adventures in Wonderland because it was really weird and had a rabbit in it. Have you ever read that book?
I think I have, actually. If you enjoyed it, you might look into Through the Looking Glass. It's very similar.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. Now, can you describe an early memory for me?
How early? Like, yesterday early? Or, like, last year? That's pretty long ago. Or maybe when I was a baby, but I don't remember anything from back then. You know, I'm actually pretty good at remembering things. People always tell me I'm good at that. I remember things from way long ago, like when I was a little kid. You know, I remember people, too. I remember everyone I meet. Some people think it's creepy, but that's okay. I even remember people I never even talked to. Like, this one girl, she came out of the woods, and I think she saved my life. It was really cool. My house was... It was...
Please continue, if you can.
My house was on fire. It was really scary, and I was stuck in my room. But then there was a girl at my window, and she pulled me out and set me on the ground. I was really scared, so I didn't say anything, but she helped calm me down. And then she disappeared. It was weird, but she saved my life that day. I haven't seen her since. I hope she's okay. I think she went to my school. A friend of mine says he saw her once, but I think he was just making it up. Maybe she's my imaginary friend.
Maybe. So, Crystal, what...
Oh, no, 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 no! Got stuck! Aw, come on! Dang it! Ty, can you come fix this?
Sorry for the interruption. Thank you for listening to episode 11. This podcast is written and directed and produced by Liliana Conrad and Felix Pazorski. Script, editing, from Leviathan Radford. Music design done by Jared Turney Cohen. Cover art done by Leviathan Radford. Our social media handles and how to support us can be found in the description of this episode. The interviewer is voiced by Liliana Conrad. Jake and Cage are voiced by Jacob Schwartz. Crystal is voiced by Lark Elitier. The mystery voice is voiced by Chris Conrad. Thank you again for listening. The next episode will be available 2 weeks. Until next time.